on 102.9.
It is 7:48, Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing Quality Radio. Imagine we thanking you for choosing quality. This is crazy. Probably brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. Hashtag breakfast is on us. Let's talk about the toll gates that has everyone talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to give you a bit of a perspective in terms of this situation, you know, why we even covering it on Fresh FM, on Fresh Breakfast, is that, I mean, if you just take a second and understand what a toll gate is,
yeah,
and what the and what the reality is right now, or what could be the reality in the foreseeable future,
mm-hmm.
You will understand why this can become an explosive conversation. Now, a toll gate is a barrier across a road where drivers or pedestrians must pay to go further. So physically what this means is from one town to another town, okay,
right,
you must basically pay
to enter.
I'm not talking about paying the transportation,
mm-hmm.
in case you use public transportation.
Yeah.
As in, you must pay a toll gate. It's like it's an actual point
that's set up in order for that's you set to up proceed.
For you to proceed. I'm going to say, you should tiger, or you should 20, or you should 50, whatever the fees might be.
True.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, the Road Fund Administration has identified over 70 road sections across the country for tolling. But only 23 at the moment are viable for setting up toll gates. Okay. Where are these 23, or where will they be placed? Obviously, we can look at Windhoek to Wabash Bay, Windhoek to the north, Windhoek to the south.
Mm.
Now, according to the CEO of the Road Fund Administration, the sections were identified in a feasibility study that was conducted 2 years ago, which he said that it indicated that tolling is feasible on the Namibian roads. I want to study that study.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's accessible to the public. Why the need for tolling stations, you may ask? Well, again, according to Abuti Ipinge, that's the CEO of Road Fund Administration, tolling some sections of the national roads, listen to this, tolling some sections of the national roads, including in urban areas, will enable the Road Fund Administration to fund the maintenance of the roads.
Sure. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But what are the facts that we actually need to look at this hour, right? The RFA generates over 2.7 billion from road user charges, and tolling would generate between 500 million and 700 million per year. Right. So what exactly does this mean? Again, as NSK mentioned a little bit earlier on, a toll gate is a barrier that, you know, a toll barrier across the road where drivers or pedestrians must pay to proceed on their journey. Now, this means that you will basically be charged for visiting other towns in Namibia.
That's the reality. What do you make of toll gates in Namibia? The possibilities thereof. Let's have your voice note. 083-000-1029. Telegram or WhatsApp will be ideal, you know. Or you can also jump on our socials and continue with the conversation there. All right. Toll gates in Namibia, in the land of the brave. Yes or no? Is it really feasible? And I really want to see the feasibility study from the RFA. Hit us up. We talk Cutspur right after this.
Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It is Royal Duffy on Fresh FM. We also checked out her with S.I.M. Mm. as well as Sean K with Turn It All Around. We love it. We love good music, and you know for a fact that we love it, and you love what we love.
Well done.
Bars! Bars! Come on, man! Oh, you think you're the only one with the pen,
oh,
game.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how far it will go.
It will go for now.
For now. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Hashtag breakfast is on us. It's Fresh Breakfast, proudly brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. We are having a conversation about the imminent toll gates that is set to hit the streets of the land of the brave.
Yeah.
We're having a conversation about that. You should know by now that it's a conversation that the powers that be are having. It's a conversation that is being forwarded by the Rota Fund Administration. I've got a couple of voice notes here, Shaquan. Looking at some voice notes here, let's start off with TZ and see exactly where his head is at with the toll gates.
Personally, I think that if they have to introduce toll gates, if it's not cheap, if we're not talking about like $5, maybe $10 max, then everything else in terms of prices is gonna skyrocket. And you won't be able to survive anymore. I mean, just to own a car already is a hustle in its own.
Yeah.
Fuel prices are not friendly, and now toll gates, add that to toll gates. it will not work out for the majority of Namibians, unfortunately not.
Look, TZ is mentioning something here that we didn't really look into, which is fees. Okay,
yes.
You know, to his point, if it's like $5, okay, fine, sharp.
Yes, yes.
You know, but I'm looking at what our neighbors are doing in terms of toll gates.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, we take a lot from them.
Of course we do.
First things first. So we have to really consider those, those fees that they have, that it could actually be the same for us or even more.
I'm looking at it, and the exact number here, it says here, toll gate from Johannesburg, or the toll gates from Johannesburg to Durban, there are 4 toll gates, and this amounts to 300 rands.
Sure.
They use rands. Okay. But toll gates are from Johannesburg to Port Elizabeth, 3 toll gates. That will result in 161.
Yeah.
Toll gate from Durban to Cape Town, there's 5 toll gates there. It'll cost, or it is costing South Africans right now, 262 rands to travel from Durban to Cape Town, apart from the transportation costs bus itself that you need to pay for,
absolutely,
or the petrol.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at, again, maybe another example here. Johannesburg to Cape Town, that will cost you 205 rands. Okay. So I don't think it's going to be $5. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know what, someone, the voice note that you played right now, you know, there's a point, it was TZ, right?
Yeah, TZ, yeah.
Yes, yes. What he also said was that it's just going to be very hard for, you know, just the ordinary Namibian, honestly, to just make ends meet. Because at the end of the day, it's just not the fuel prices that have gone up. It's everything else. You go to the shops with so much anxiety and everything is just like increased, you know? And now you think to yourself, like, when is it going to end? Because at the end of the day, NSK, we cannot even turn a blind eye on the corruption in this country this point. So this money at all these toll gates, right? It's going to be used for the roads. Is it?
And you can't blame for asking that question. You can't blame a normal Namibian for asking that question.
Absolutely.
Let's hear from Rukoro.
Good morning, fresh from Bali. I think it's not a bad idea. It's not bad. I think as to what the reason that they are listing it, I think it will create a source of funds for road maintenance, since as already in Southern Africa, and we are also one of the few countries that have the best roads. So I think it's a good idea, and then so that at least each town might have small source or small funds to maintain the roads. I think it's not bad. I'm for it.
Welcome to Santea Trading. How can we assist you today?
Hi.